We left off last week, we were trying to understand this line that appears in Masechet Kedushin. The Gemara is comparing the possible kinyanim for Kedushin of Kesef and Bia. So the Gemara was discussing which of the two is the more inclusive, which of the two is in a sense a better, stronger kinyan. So one of the factors was the fact that Bia is kind of for a Yavama, and Kesef is not kind of for Yavama. That's like a given. That you give a ring to a Yavama, you say, Aaron Kadesh is garnished, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't register it with the Rabbanon, it's Kedushay Maimer, but with the rites, it's absolutely meaningless. Why is it meaningless? So we had two different reasons. One was Apostle, Yavama Yavalev, Yibma, Bia Gemerispa, etc. And the other was Rashi's, Razzle Dazzle, Shukotar, Dafman Beis, that she's basically an Eshazach. And in Kedushin Tovs to Berayas. She's a funny kind of an Eshazach. It's an Eshazach that's mutter to marry, but Eshazach she still is. And therefore, in Kedushin Tovs to Berayas. So we gave a whole beer last week. You guys gave a beer. We tried to give a beer as to what the reason why you need both for. But Lamaisa, the din is that Kesef is in fact not, doesn't apply. Kesef, Washtar for that matter, doesn't apply Minat Torah. But Rashi opened up a whole question for us. Is that model really right? It means the woman falls for Yibam. Can we say with a straight face that she's an Eshazach? In about a week from now, she's going to become your wife. And yet now we're calling her an Eshazach. What is the moment in truth? When does the Issur of Eshazach cease to exist? So we mentioned last week a fundamental chakira. What's the mati of the Issur of Eshazach? Either it's the Nefilah Yibum, the creation of that relationship that we sometimes call Zika, which may or may not mean that, means there's a lot of different meanings to it, but that relationship of Nefilah Yibum, that moment of truth, that's what's mati of the Issur of Eshazach. But we say, no, she's still be Issur of Eshazach from Edis. The mat there is the Mitzvah Yibum. The minute that you do the mitzvah yibum, that carries with it the koyach to be mat in the Issur of Eshazach. So Rashi, by applying the rule of Ein Kedushin Tosin, the Eshazach, even post the field of yibum prior to Bia, clearly Rashi is taking a stand on this issue. So we weren't so convinced that that's agreed upon by everybody, and we began to learn a sugya Masechet Yevamos, a very, very basic fundamental sugya, the beginning of Masechet Yevamos. And the machlokes revolved around the following question. A woman falls for Yibam for Chalitza, so we'll call her Rachel. So Rachel falls to a whole array of different brothers. A lot of brothers. For that matter, Rachel's not the only one who falls. There's Rachel and Leah. So Reuben was married to Rachel and to Leah. So now when Reuben dies, Rachel and Leah both fall for the Yibam Chalitza to all the other brothers. One brother's going to do one thing to one of the tzaras. Nothing more than that. One brother is going to step up to the plate and do Yibum to one of them, or he's going to step up to the plate and do Chalitza to one of them, and that's it. The game is over for everybody. The Zeke is broken. Everything is solved. One Yibum, one Chalitza per package. So comes Reish Lakish and says, since that's the case, that's one Yibum, one Chalitza per package, there's a Gzeres HaKosov of Kevin Shalabana Shalom Yivna. When a person chooses to do Chalitza, that removes the Issur HaShazach as well. I didn't say it makes it mutter. It removes the Issur Karas of Eshazach and lowers it down. It's mafkia it, and it's mat, it's maklish the Issur, weakens the Issur to a lav bialma. Kevin Shlomon Shuvla Yivna. So now, if Shimon did chalitza to Rachel, if Shimon goes ahead and tries to marry Rachel later, that's an aveira. But it's Karas is nisht. Mamzeris is nisht. It's an aveira, it's a lav. Okay, a lot of lav in the term. Also the lav in the Torah. Kevin Shul, we're not minimizing anything, but it's a lav in the Torah. It's not Issur Karas. Kevin Shul Ban Shul Yivne. Comes to Shlachish and says, the Choleitz and the Chalutza are now in this Issur of Kevin Shul Ban. What about the Choleitz to the other Tzaras? What about the Chalutza to the other brothers? Says Reish Lakish, sorry. No, none of the other brothers, none of the other Tzaras did Chalutza. Therefore, they're not going to be bound by this Pasuk. They're not going to be included in this Xeris of Karas of Kevin Shul Ban Shul Yivne. So what are they? You know what Reish Lakish says? They're right where they started. Is it Issur Karas? And therefore Reish Lakish said, Habal Tsaras Chalutzasai, or Echav Shabal Chalutza, is it Issur Karas? With Mamzeris, and Kedushin Tovs, and the whole nine yards, Issur Eshazach. That's Reish Lakish's view. It seems pretty clear that Reish Lakish is learning the Zik wasn't Matan Issur Eshazach. The Nefilah Yibam wasn't Matan Issur Eshazach. There are only two things that can be matan Issur Eshazach. One is Yibum proper, and the other is Chalitza, vis-a-vis the Chalitza and the Chalutza, not like I'm anybody else. So therefore, Reish Lakish says, everybody else is the Isuro Harishon. Everybody else is included, the original Issur Eshazach, the original Issur Karas, from Mamzeris, of Eshazachiv. That's what Reish Lakish sizes up the sugya. And comes Rabbi Yochanan and disagrees. Comes Rabbi Yochanan and says, no. Unbelievable, you said. Take a look at the Gemara in Yevamos, on Daf Yud Amud Beis, where Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan said, it's not true. Let's pick it up from Yud Amud Beis. The first one line is Rabbi Yochanan, but Mamash halfway down the page. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Bein Hu, Ubein Ha'achin, Einu Chayavin, Lo Lachalut Sakaris, Lo Latzarakaris. Nobody's Chayav Kaurus. Everybody's saved by the bell, saved by Kevin Shulbana Shuvla Yivna. How did that happen? So, let's read through. My time with Rish Lachish. Why did Rish Lachish not say that? Amakra, Ashela Yivna, Kevin Shulbana Shuvla Yivna, Iyuhu de Karbalo Yivna. He himself who did the Chalitza, so Lo Yivna speaks to him, namely it's Mat the Yisr. Aval Ochim ki de Kaime Kaime. Whereas the brother who didn't do Chalitza, he's not subject to the exact class of Kevin Shulbana. So for him, the original Yisr remains. The chaylets vis-a-vis the chalutza, that's when the pasuk lo yivne applies. Hatzara ke dekame kame, whereas the tzara remains the same. For Rabbi Yochanan, how did Rabbi Yochanan respond to that? Mika midi, says Rabbi Yochanan, it can't be. They made kar iboy haichalets viboy haichalets. Originally, either brother could have done chalitza. Iboy lahaichalets iboy lahaichalets. You could have done chalitza equally to either one of the tzaras. The hash the koil of a koris. It's ridiculous, Yechon says. 5 minutes ago, before one of the brothers stepped up to the plate, put his foot out, either one could have done chalitza, either tzari could have done chalitza. So how do you understand this phenomenon that one brother does the chalitza? The brother who's doing chalitza is the shaliach of all the other brothers. Ihi, the woman who does chalitza, shlichusa de tzara ka'avda. She is the shaliach of all the tzaras. What's Rabbi Yechon saying, Rabbi? What's the lomdus of Rabbi Yechon? What's the emes alumnus of Rabbi Yochanan? Of course you need a matir of Kevin Shlobona. That's no question. Without the matir of Kevin Shlobona, the Isser Eishas Ach is still intact. So how can Rabbi Yochanan say that the Isser disappears? I have the matir. Yeah, who's the matir? I was Chaylitz. My brother wasn't Chaylitz. Yes, he was. What do you mean he was? I'm his shaliach. I did Chalitza. Reuben does Chalitza to Rachel. Leah didn't do Chalitza. Yes, she did. Rachel was the shliach of Leah. Now, do I think this is a regular shlichos with all the regular rules and regulations? No. This doesn't mean a shlichos here. This has nothing to do with the regular shlichos. This is a malitza, the alma. But the lomdus, the very lomdus of machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan Shlachish, how do you understand? The din is one brother does chalitza and one wife does chalitza. That's the other part. It's the Mishnayos later on. No shot about that. It's one group, one brother, one wife. How do you understand that pshat? So Rabbi Shlachish seems to understand that chalitz is representing himself and only. His doing a chalitza is matir, this woman to get married, but the other brothers didn't do chalitza. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, la'olam, she needs chalitza from everybody. And la'olam, he has to chalitza all the wives. It's just that this quasi chiddush ha-Torah, a quasi shlichos, it's a pidin, we can make believe, we can view to the universe of halacha, that it's as if they all did chalitza, it's as if all the women received chalitza. So Rabbi Yisai, if you read the Gemara, I just read the Gemara, Mamshu, it says in the Gemara. I read the Gemara right out of Taisus. Taisus said in black and white what I just said. You know Rabbi Yisai? What's going on? What's Matad Yisr Eishazach? Bein Rabbi Yechlin, Bein Rabbi Shlokish. I'll rephrase. What's not Matad Yisr Eishazach? The Nefilah is not Matad or anything. Rishloka said, before it's not ma'am, it's not ma'am, there's a Mr. Koritz. And even Rabbi Yechon who disagreed and says, yeah, Lamai says no Koritz, there's no Koritz because there was chalitza for everybody. Because what was the Lashon Gemara? Shlichus adachin ka'avid. Shlichus adachin ka'avid. If not for that lomdus of shlichus adachin ka'avid, Rabbi Yechon would agree to Rishlokish. So Zeman, from this Gemara, you're just reading it. We're just learning a Gemara. We're learning Kedushin of Dalmud. Can't learn, I always tell my Tavidim. You think we're learning Mamasechta, we're trying to learn Kol Torah Kula. So we're trying to learn the Gemara condition of down in the days. The Gemara talks about Yeh condition, this condition by Yavama, Rashi and Yavama's the base, tells you Hochad Gadja, she's an Eshazach. So Rashi's right. That's what the Gemara says. She's Tachan Eshazach. Everybody agrees. Bein Rechim, Bein Rishlokish. She's an Eshazach. So they say, I put a Rashba on the Ramakams. It's a Rashba in Yavama's, not Mem Aleph on an Aleph. Every Masechta has like, it's like top 10, you know, top 10 Yesodos. So this Rashba is probably in the top 5. Torah of Lachman said about a Rashba once. Lachman once told me, he said that a Rashba is like a birthday present. He says, it's all wrapped up. You start to take off the wrapping, you have no idea what's inside. And you start to open it up, and then it's like a big surprise. All of a sudden, I wasn't expecting this. It just, I don't know why I picked after the Rashba to say this. Marshall, I have no idea, but he said it's true. You open up this Rashba, tucked away in your Yevamah stuff, and Aleph and Aleph. This piece in the Rashba, by the way, happens to be, just in case anyone's counting, it is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 columns in the Mosada Rav Kook. They couldn't figure out where to break it up. It's 16 columns about one yesod. So in the middle of this, I gave you like three lines. So it comes, so I just lost. Yeah, okay. So you have the Rashba sent on a phone in column Reishnun. For time of the Milsa, we're going to leave out what's prompting the Rashba Daf Memalos to say this. Just bear with me for the three lines. For time of the Milsa. Mishum de kevon de bishas nefilah hudraloi. The minute that shas nefilah happens, shuv evshar le'osibah mishum eishasach. Once there's a nefil yibam, eishasach is history never ever to be brought back to life. Evshar le'osibah, so state in Rashba. Evshar le'osibah. And says the Rashba, bring your raya, that I'm right? The Kaimalon, as we all know, Hachaylitz the Avimtai, Ben Hu Ben Achim, Ein Chayav, and Ochlitz the Kosla Tzor Koris. Okay. I'm going to challenge Ari. It's not even Rabbi Yechon. The Rash was being a Raya Brewer from Rabbi Yechon that the Shas, the Fila, the Yibam is the Matha for the Yisrei Shazach, and that's why there's no Koris in anybody. So the Rashba says, Rabbi Yechon is the dead giveaway that my Yisrael is right. Rabbi Yechon didn't say that. He said it, but not at all for that reason. What did Rabbi Yechon say? Rabbi Yechon said, if I remember correctly, Rabbi Yechon said, Rabbi Yechon said, if anything, there's a raya brua shalat shuv against the Rashba.
He's taking the first half of Rabbi Yochanan.
Yeah, that's true. But they left out the punchline, Rabbi. They left out the last two lines.
The of Shasher Lobana.
If all we had was Rabbi Yochanan saying that no Reish Lachish, you're wrong, there's no Issachares. Ad Kan, I would have said, you know why? Because of the Rashba. But the Gemara says the reason is because she wasn't Dushlimus. No, it's Dushlimus. Forget about the fact it's against Reish Lachish. What is Dushlimus?
Meaning the Nefila creates it, but nothing is affected until they actually do the Ibn Rav Kalitza. It's not
no,
that big.
No, but the Nefil is the if the Rashba is right.
Okay, so she's Matir, but then so what? Let's say she is Matir. What? Let's say
no, so now, once you tell me the Nefil is Matir, so now I understand. Let's say Reuben goes ahead and does Chalitza to Rachel, and then Shimon goes ahead and is Makadish Rachel. So the condition stops it. If not for the Matir of the Nefila, she would have been an Eshazach still.
But that's basically the same thing as Rabbi Yochanan's.
But that's not the Lomas. You're right, indeed it's the same, but the Lomas is so radically different. It's so fundamentally different. So let's chat. So there are two ways of understanding how the Rashba read this Gemara. One can read the Gemara as follows. The thrust of this sugya is discussing who is bound by the Isra of Kevish Labana or not? Now, Kevish Labana works for and works against you. It works against you because it's a law in the Torah. It works for you because it happens to be a matav in Isra Shazach. So Kevish Labana has its pluses, has its minuses. Comes the Rashba and says, when the Gemara says, according to Yochanan, Shlichusa da'achim, or Shlichusa da'tzara, that is not the reason for the heter. That is the reason for the what? For the isser. Of which isser? Kevish Labana. The fact that Once there's a nefil liyibum, Reuven has no semblance of this eshezach to neither Rachel nor Leah. Reuven doesn't have, Shimon doesn't have, Rachel doesn't have, and Leah doesn't have. The matter of that was the nefilah. But that's not all Rabbi Yechon said. Rabbi Yechon also added on, oh, by the way, there's also a lot, there's an issue of Kevin Shalom on everybody. Where'd that come from? Why do I have Kevin Shalom? I didn't do Chalitza. The other brother saying, I wasn't even here. I was out of town. I missed the whole Chalitza. The other woman saying, I wasn't invited to the Chalitza. Why do I have a Kevin Shalom on? I was not a Kevin Shalom on a thicker person. What's the answer? Yes, you are. Shlichus is a Mechayev. Shlichus works against you here. The Shlichus is not part of the head there. The Shlichus is part of the Isser. That's the Chayra, how one way of reading the Gemara according to the Rashba. So come to Bechanan and says, Gevald the Gemara. Comes to Bechanan and says, you know, the Rashba is twofold problematic. The reason the Gemara says of Rabbi Yochanan is not what the Rashba said. And Rish Lakish is an outright attack, outright refutation of the Rashba. Rish Lakish is a Chayv Koris. So Bechonon, Dorab Yerushalmi. It's a comment in Yerushalmi, and don't forget who wrote Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yochanan v'Talmidov. Interesting, just to remember that. Yerushalmi is the following fascinating statement. Let's get the timeline proper. Reuven dies without any children. So there's multiple wives, all the tzaras, four for Yerushalmi, Chalitza, to all the brothers. So it's a Shas Misa. There's a Nefil Libum, there's a Zika, whatever you want to call it. There's a moment in time that's critical. And then 6 months later, one of the brothers steps up to the plate and does either Yibum or Chalitza. How do we view the relationship retroactively between all the other players, the players that became non-players? The Levi's, Yehudas who never got a chance, the Chavas and Dinas who never got into the ballpark. All the Achim and the Torahs who ended up not making the main show. How do we understand what happened? There's a comment in Rishami that says, Igloi Milsa Lemafreya, that the real relationship of Zika was only between who and who? The people who actually went through with it, who did it, Yibum Chalitza. It says almost like it, anyone can give me like a name, like a word in Chazal that almost sounds like a little bit? It's like a shtickle brayer almost. That at the time of the Misa, it wasn't clear who's going to do the Yibum Chalitza. It's pending who's going to be the Miyam, who's going to be the Chalitz. 6 months later, when it comes to our realization, who did and who didn't, then we go back in time and we say, you know what? There never really was that relationship of Zika between the players. Yehuda never made it into the ballpark. Dina never showed up. Misa's Ha'ba'al, Yibum, the field of Yibum, the Zika was never taifis to them. You know what we do? If we say that piece of information, what do we do now? We go back in history. What do we say? If there was never a Nefil Yibum, what was there? Eshazach. It's been Kremi Yemi. And that's Rish Lakish. So when Rish Lakish said all the other brothers, all the other tzaras of the Kari, Zukta Bechonon, not because Rish Lakish brings up with the Rashba. Doesn't disagree with the Rashba. The Rashba is Emes Lamita. No one's arguing with the Rashba. Nefil is a matir. Rish Lakish is saying, Igloi Milsa, there was never a Nefil. If that's the case, what's Rabbi Yechon say? What's Rabbi Yechon say? Rabbi Yechon says Shlichus to Achim. What does that mean? All the brothers did Chalitza. What do you mean they all did Chalitza. Apidin when Reuven does Chalitza. It's Kibbutz Shimon Levi Yehuda did Chalitza. Apidin when Rachel does Chalitza. Leah, Sarah, and Ruchah, Chavendin all did Chalitza. So it turns out that there was a Zika from day one to all of them. And therefore, What was the moment in time? When was the matir? According to the Rashba, did it feel evil? Like we saw it all along. Only according to Reish Lakish did that Rishabu. Rishabu was talking Midas Reish Lakish. You have this pshat mechunish to gevard that when one of the brothers and one of the tzaras steps up to the plate, that cancels retroactively the relationship for all the brothers and all the tzaras. Rabbi Yechon said no. The parashah and shlichus, this newfangled shlichus atayra, tells that that's not the pshat. It's not the bir adov. And therefore, we blight the original head there. The original head was not unraveled with Mafreya, like Abi, all the other brothers, and all the other tzaras. So the Rashba is Abakovi of Bisholim. When you've almost everything is Gevaldik, everything is Mamish. Beautiful.
And according to Rabbi Yochanan, if he does Yibum, it's just a new Isra Ishazach for the other brothers.
Right, it's because it's now his Ishazach. Right. Not the old Ishazach.
What if there are tzaras and Ruvin does Yibum to one of the wives, and then there are other wives? Could the other brothers marry any of the other wives according to Rabbi Yochanan?
There are other there's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos where is that called kevish labana? If one does yibum, is that created kevish labana? Is that a new issa called bais echad uvayin v'yana b'yana shlebat? That's the continuation of Yudalf. There's something wrong with it, but not clear why. Eish zach is nisht according to b'yechad. So b'yisek, this is the birthday present. Rav Lachman was right. This is, you open this up, I can't believe it. I was not expecting this one. So what do we have for b'yisek? We have our major chakira. What's the ultimate matir? So we said that according to the simple pshat of the Gemara, it's not really the nefil yibum that's the matir. It's really the shas yibum chali. It's either a yibum or it's the isra of kevish labana that carries with it the mat of this eshazach. And Rabbi Yechim Shlokish arguing who does that kevish labana relate to? But lulei that kevish labana, the isra is mukaymai I made because the blood in eshazach. That was Rashi's pshat. That's what Rashi says. Daftan beis no kedushin in eshazach. And the Rashba disagrees. And again, we had a couple of two different biurim in the Rashba. How could the Rashba defend himself with the Gemara said the Pharisees is Vardar Shlichus? So either Shlichus is to explain not the Hetta but the Yisur, or Shlichus is to address it, to refute Rish Lachsh's Tainim to Yishalmi that the Zika Mafreya disappeared from the other brothers. It's not true. Shlichus means the Zika Taka did appear and it remains, so it bears blight all along. And therefore, the male, the heter, Eshazach, is the heter of the Yisra Eshazach is Rimkavi.
What does it mean when the Rashba says that Hutra is Shasna Yibum? What is Hutra? It's Hutra for Yibum
Chalitza. Well, it's always going to be. I mean, it doesn't, the Yisra does this. She's not my wife, my brother's wife. It's the same way the Torah says, Achaz Ishtar. If a person's wife dies, the sister's Mutaris. So here the Torah says, if and when your brother dies in a situation that was in a field of Yibum, the Yisra is over. There's nothing, the Rashba said, Lashon Rashba, nothing can undo this. Shuv e'evshel le'asuba b'shem eshazach. It's impossible to create a new eshazach. And even Rish Lachish said it is, it's not a new eshazach. It's just unravel the original hetter. So the original hetter comes back to life. But once the hetter is chal, if and when the hetter is chal, there's no way to undo it. That's the Yosef and Rashba. So they say, we'll address another Gemara. On the Flambites. Nivamas. Flambites on the base. Let's pick it up from Flambites on the base, the medium-sized lines, about 8 lines down from the bottom or something. The end of the line, the sign you have a shoal in there. Right, we got the first one line is made Kora. Again, it's about the 1/8 of the medium-sized lines. The end of the line, Desanya. We looked at the Braisa. Abishol Laimer, the Tan Abishol said, Hakonis is Yevim to L'shem Noi. Person decides to do Yibum on his sister-in-law because he thinks she's pretty. L'shem Ishas. He's having trouble getting a shidduch, so he wants to get married. L'shem Dover Acher. Any other reason, Taivas, Kovid, Mamun, whatever it is, the common denominator is not L'shem Mitzvah Torah. He's not doing it for the right reasons. This is what Abishol says. Ki'ilu pogeh be'erva. It's as if he's violating Gilead Arayis. It's as if he's violating Yisra Shazach. The karavani be'ein aliyah is about avlad mamzer. And it appears close in my eyes to declare that the child may be a mamzer. Anyone want to take a crack at what the word Abishol meant? How more ambiguous could a statement possibly be than that? There are two things that Abishol said that add to the ambiguity. Ki'ilu. You see the word ki'ilu, you never know what that means. Like the Gemara says, kala kayes ki'ilu avid v'nazara. So I'll tell you what it doesn't mean. A guy really got angry. A guy got into a big fight, I'm sure, yesterday. Right? He got really angry at somebody. And now he touches my wine, it's not my bush, I have to throw it out because he's no avid v'nazara. There's no such thing. The Gemara says that Kolam is God, guys about Gaiva, Kilov, and Azar. This guy walks in, telling everybody about his great accomplishments. He's an Ovid of Azar. He's possible to be a Sheikh now. He trained himself to one. Oh, come on. It's Chayef Skila. Come on. So obviously, sometimes Chazal use the phrase ki'ilu to highlight something that it's bad, and we want you to understand, and it's good for drush, it's good for a rabbi's sermon on a Saturday morning. We want to press upon you just how bad it is, but come on. It's not really true. It's ki'ilu. That's what ki'ilu means. Ki'ilu, as if. It's exactly what the true phrase means. Second half, Abishon. The karav ani be'enai. It's close in my eyes. That's the apostle of Devashah. Karav ani be'enai. The other name. The imam's initial mamzer. Karav ani be'enai sounds like, oy, this is terrible, this is terrible, this is terrible. It's ki'ilu. If it's ki'ilu, then it's a karav. Doesn't sound that convincing, Abishol. But Abishol said it. Two very, very harsh statements, but a little bit toned down. The Chum said, nah, none of it's true, just do Yibam and finish. Ah, you're doing it because you think she's XYZ. You're doing it because she's got a lot of money. You're doing it because you can't get a shit. You're doing it because you think she's nice. Just do it. Yivama Yavah Levi Kamakam. It will save the Mesil Sisharim for Musa Seder. Just do the mitzvah. Finish. Gemara. Chum is Abishol and Rabbah. This machlokes, by the way, has a tremendous impact on us, halacha lemaisa, because the Gemara says that if you chayshesh for Abishol, then we're going to be very, very weary to let people run ahead and go do Yibam, because people are not such big tzaddikim anymore. If you think the Chama right, and then even the biggest, not such a big tzaddik, can go ahead, get good take, go do your mitzvah Torah. So it was machlokes, every shalom had a paskin, and pasuk, Abishol, pasuk, dub. The Gemara seems to have back and forth different times, psach was different ways. It was bottom one, it boiled down to machlokes, the Sfarim and Ashkenazim. And many of the Sfarim and Rishonim paskin like the Chachamim, and therefore become Chachamim. Either guy's not so frum. What's the difference? He puts on tefillin, he eats matzah, he blows shofar. Does he finish Gemara? Is he a tzaddik? Not a tzaddik. It's loch batli. What his ulterior motives are. And the Ashkenazim follows with Benatam, the Balatayis. It says no. If you're an unbelievable tzaddik, Shein Kamayu, which we are very, very nervous to declare anyone to about, is that short of that, there's no yibam for you. So that's why in Ashkenazi communities we haven't done yibam in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. It was a big argument that broke out in Eretz Yisrael years ago that apparently the government wanted to ban Yibam. They thought it was just not a good idea, and they wanted to make it illegal in Eretz Yisrael. If I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Yosef was very, very upset. His upsetness was something along the lines of like, "Anachnu poskim kumar ran ha-mechaber." Knesset is not going to tell us we should follow the Ramah, we follow the Shulchan Aruch. He didn't understand like exactly what Mehechet they say, and that the Knesset is going to be Machriya, the Machriya is going to be the Ramah about the Yibam. So it didn't go over well. I don't know what the rules are in Israel today, I can't tell you. But I know it was an issue at one time. Anyway, back to our story. So I don't understand the Mishol. I mean, I do understand the Mishol if one thing is true. What is that? If you tell me that the Isra Shesach needs a matir, and the matir is the mitzvah Yibam, then I can half understand Abishol. What's Abishol saying? You need the mitzvah Yibam. If a guy does it with the wrong kavanas, it's felt in the mitzvah, it's not the mitzvah Bishlemusa. And therefore Abishol is saying, if the mitzvah is done Bishlemusa, thus is the matir. If the mitzvah is not done Bishlemusa, thus is Nishkin matir, and therefore it's a shtickle carbon to me, I learn what mom's, I don't like this. What? So it could be, you know why it's only Karov? Elohim Yirma Levov. How do you know what the guy's no show is? Guy says, Rabbi, I'm a big tzaddik, I'm going to leave him. Well, look at that. I remember I once had a conversation with somebody that he was doing something that he was of the opinion was a mitzvah. He drank a little bit on Purim, maybe a little bit too much. I was talking to me afterwards. So, you know, I said something along the lines, you know, he's a nice ass friend. I said along the lines, of, you know, maybe it's time a little bit, you know, I understand you're trying to do a mitzvah. There are so many other mitzvahs, Baruch Hashem, you know, we have, you could work on, you know, maybe a little more learning, a little bit, you know, a little bit of davening once in a while, you know, make sure. There are ways to improve your mitzvah observance. So he said, well, you're right. He said, but I have to start somewhere. So, a little taken aback on that. So, that's like some Shul guy. Like, this is going to be his big mitzvah. The guy, Bekashi comes to davening. We haven't seen him base fetish in 6 months. But Yibum, he's first to go. So that's what Abishol says. On the other hand, I'm going to say you're a Russia. And the guy may be the biggest. He's the hit. He's one of the 11 Bavniks. We don't know. So Karbini V'enai. We can't say the kids of Amzer. It's Karbini V'enai. Kiilu. That could be what Abishol is saying. That's, of course, if you assume that Abishol really, really meant that you really need that mitzvah to be matir. But if you hold like, who Rabbi say? Like the Rashba, the game's over. She's not Eish Hazak anymore. So what's the kiyilu pagyabim? What's the kovim? What kind of emotional is that? You're marrying a woman who you're allowed to marry. Would you say about a guy, let's say a guy gets married, you know, he's not getting married, he mucham zum l'shei mitzvah zesim deraisa periferivya, you know, chayiv adam l'kachishol, he's doing, why is he getting married? Why is he getting married? Would you say about him, oh, yeah, yeah, you no good, kor b'ein aliyos, what are you calling us a mamza? Where's the korah? Where's the sakoris? According to the Rashba, what does the Rashba say? She's not an Eshazach. From the moment of Nisan onwards, she remains forever and ever a Nishkin Eshazach. Unless your other brother marries her. She's not an Eshazach anymore. The game is over. So what do you mean? So one has to conclude one of two things. Either one has to conclude that Inoch Enami, the Rashba Takan never said his bort according to Abishol, and the Rashba will have to concede that Abishol disagrees. Possible, or more likely, did Abishol really mean it? Midaraisa, come on. Midaraisa is not mamzer, come on. Midaraisa is nishkein pogev eishin zachiv, come on. Or bring a raya. Let's take a look at the nish, the beginning of the sixth paragraph of Yevamos. Daf nun gimel amud beis. Nun gimel amud beis, the parak starts, Abal yevimtoi. Bain be shaggy, bain be mazy, bain be anus, bain be rasafi. Who shaggy be mazid, the himazid be Connor. Mishnah says, the Yibam stifes. What does mazid mean? Means he's not so from. The shame's nus, says Rashi. The low the shame mitzvah. And what does the Mishnah say? It works anyway. So all these shaggy are up in arms and say, wait a second, man. It's good anyway. What happened to Abishol and the Rabbanim? Would Abishol ever say such a thing that the Yibam is chal? So it's a major machlokes of Rishon. So some of the Rishonim say you're right. It's not that Kash is better than the Teretz. This Mishnah is a libid Rabban. It's not a natural good Abishol. You know what other Rishonim say? Come on, this the Mishnah is telling you that Bin Derais is Yibam's Taifes. It's Kana. Elawa. Abishol had a chumra mid the Rabban. That's not the topic of this Mishnah. So many, many, probably most of Rishonim say Abishol didn't mean it. No, I said Kilu because it's not true. Because Midaraisa, it's not true. It was just a musaf word. It wasn't a real din. And you know why it wasn't really true, a din? Because who carries the day at the end of the day? The Rashba carries the day. So again, you could choose whether you think that the Rashba's din is not a toli, but oimek, it's toli, it depends on the Machlokes Abishol and the Rabbanim, or whether even Abishol will concede what the Rashba says. They have to have a Rashba open. It's probably kedai to see what the Rashba says about this topic. Guess what? Don't say anything. The Rashba doesn't weigh in. The Ramban weighs in. The Ritual weighs in. The Rishon weighs in on this topic. So, you choose. So, if I say, we're back to square one. So, we have our Gemara says Kedushin, the Dalam Rebeis. The Gemara says that Kesef doesn't work for Yavama. We had that very, very fascinating Rashi in Yavama Staftan Beis, because she's an Eshisach, and all the ramifications thereof. We pointed out that Rashi is in clear contrast to this Rashba. We pointed out that Tais and the Rashba have radically different ways of learning the Gemara at the beginning of the first paragraph of Yavama. We pointed out that the Machlekes of a shoulder of Bonan now can potentially be related to this whole question. So there's one last Tikkun. One final Nakuda, maybe we'll just start it for a drop now. We'll probably have to finish up next week. I want to take a look at one more Gemara in Yevamos for now. It's in the very, very bottom of Tzadi Beis Amin Aleph, literally the last three words of Tzadi Beis Amin Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda, the top of Amin Beis, Amar Rav Merav. Minayin she'ein kedushin taisim biyavama. How do you know that if a stranger tries to be mekadosh yavama l'shok, she didn't have the yibam chalitza, yet someone tries to be mekadosh her, kedushin are not taisim. It's a startling statement because she's only chayv in lavin, and generally speaking, according to most tanoim, chayv in lavin, there is kedushin. So How do you know this is an exception? Shenemar, lo siya eish asameis hachutza l'ish zar. So when the Torah describes the iser of the Yavam l'shuk, the Torah uses a very strange phrase, lo siya eish. The Torah doesn't say, lo savo al eish ameis. The Torah says, lo siya. Siya is a lashon habaya of kedushin. Lo teheba habaya. The Torah is saying that not only is it also to be bala, but there's an itfis kedushin, there's a lack of his kedushin on Yavam l'shuk. Lo siheba habaya l'zar. Ein kedushin tosin. And Shmuel Amar ben Yosef Tzricha Get, Shmuel says, I'm not sure that Rav is right, and the Lefi and Yaz Daiti. Then you say, like Lefi, according to my humble opinion, we would insist on getting a Get. We saw Mesafkin and Shmuel, Hailos Yisamezi, the Lav of the Yasi, Lo Tashu Kedushin of the Yasi. We're not sure. And then the Gemara goes on to say that we pass like Shmuel, we're not even sure what the din is. We don't know, maybe yeah, maybe no. But according to Rav, Takhmet Teres Vada, in Kedushin Tashin Bivama. So let me ask you one question to think about. We have Yavam Lashuk. According to Rav, Betorah's Vada, and Betorah, and Kedushin Tosin. And according to Shmuel, Betorah's Safek, she went ahead and violated this Pasuk in Chumash. She went ahead and Mazana with somebody else. She has a child. Anyone want to tell what that child is? Let's take Rav. Let's go even according to Rav. Rav says the Kedushin and Kedushin Tosin. So we all know. What's the equation from Mamzerus? We know the equation from Mamzerus. What is it? No Kedushin. Or inability of kedushin, not just that. Part of all to make mzeiros, but inability of kedushin creates mzeiros. So l'chora, a yavam l'shuk is a classic example of an inability to have kedushin. Rav just said, at least according to Rav, or according to us b'sofek. So l'chora, this child should be a mamzer. I say l'chora. I'm going to reserve the right to question that l'chora, but we have to wait another week till we question it. And ultimately, with the answer to that question, is going to circle back. I'm probably hopefully put the whole picture together, perspective, and all the sugars together. Just what exactly is that role of Yavama? Who she is, what she is, who she married to, not she married to, what is her relationship to the Yavama, what's her relationship to the outside. So hopefully, we're able to put the picture together, which will lead us, hopefully, to Shem, to the next sugya, which is going to be actually the Gemara's refutation of the Kavach HaRavim, which is going to give us a whole nother story about Yavama. So we still got a while in the Masechet Yavamas to go, but next week we'll be. Okay.